time I did, I would read through here and I would think, well, I can't take that out. That's important. And I can't take this out because that builds upon the next point. So I can tell you what I've decided to do is to teach the verses. Because I don't want to slight the scriptures. I don't want to feel like I'm cheating the Word of God. I don't want to feel like I'm cheating you out of the message that I know is in here. So I'm just going to teach the verses. And if I run out of time before I get through, then I just stop. And we'll pick up later if we have to, okay? But I'm just going to start teaching. Y'all watch the clock, because I ain't going to pay no mind to it. When it's time to quit, just say, hey, that's enough. And then we'll go home. But I am going to be teaching this morning out of Colossians chapter 3, actually out of Colossians chapter 4, and I'm going to be teaching out of verses 2 through 6, which in my doesn't mean nothing opinion, verse 2 actually to me should be verse 1 of chapter 4, because verse 1 of chapter 4 actually fits better with the end of chapter 3. But because they didn't ask my opinion, we're going to start in verse 2 and go through verse 6 this morning. But, and I got to let you know that I don't like to just come in and jump into a set of verses all by themselves and try to teach you the truth that's in there without you first understanding the foundation that those verses are built upon. Okay? And y'all have heard me teach up here before, so you know we're going to do some reviewing before we get to what we're actually going to be teaching. So, and for the sake of time, if you'll notice on your study sheets that hopefully you have, I have added some outlines on the front of that. So I don't have to start at chapter 1, verse 1. I have kind of gone through and broke the whole book of Colossians down into the major doctrinal or major context divisions of the letter, all right? And you'll notice, if you'll look on that first outline there, you'll notice that chapter 3 begins the practical application of the doctrinal teachings. And those practical applications continue from chapter 3, verse 1, all the way to the end of the book. At the end of chapter 4. So, to pick up teaching in verse 2 of chapter 4 is going to put us right dead in the middle of the whole context that's going on right there. All right? So, what I'm going to do, start back in chapter 3 and go through this and explain and try to establish the foundation that is laid in chapter 3. Because it directly affects the interpretation of the verses in chapter 4. So, let's get started. Y'all still with me? I mean, I hadn't lost you through that confusion there, have I? Okay. Let's get started. Chapter 3, verse 1. And when I read these verses and they don't match up with what your scripture says, it's because I am reading them from the actual literal interpretation. I have made these marks in my Bible because it actually conveys a little different idea sometimes in the literal text. So, for instance, chapter 3, verse 1 may start out in your Bible, if then. All right? The actual literal interpretation and the meaning of this is since or because you have been. Okay? So, chapter 3, verse 1. Since you have been raised up with Christ. The first thing that we notice right here is that Paul is speaking to a specific people, right? He is speaking to those who have been raised up with Christ. These people are continually seeking the things above, or literally they are continually seeking heavenly things. In verse 3, they have died to sin and are now alive in Christ. In verse 5, they are to consider the members of their body as dead to sinful things. And I will remind you that that is all members of your body, okay? All members, including this one right here, your tongue, that is part of this. In verses 8 and 9, he gives them some specific sins of the mouth that they are to lay aside. In verses 9 and 10, he shows that those, back in verse 1, who have been raised up with Christ, have laid aside the old self and have become a new creation in the image of Christ. And in verse 12, since you are one of these, and if you are here this morning and you claim to have a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are claiming to be one of these, and this is the foundation you stand upon. Okay? So, in verse 12, since you are one of those chosen by God, raised up with Christ, with your mind on heavenly things, you are a new creation in the image of Christ. Since you are one of these, there are things that you will do. And the implication of the text is here, if you don't do them, then you are not one of these. Okay? Is that clear? All right. Because this isn't my word. All right? This is the Word of God. And the Word of God says, if you are one of these, you will do these things. And by implication, if you don't do these things, you are not one of these. And one of these, remember, back in verse 1, is those who have been raised up with Christ. All right? Verse 12 and 13, let's read some of these things that Paul says we will do. Verses 12 and 13. And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And then in verse 14, he tells us to put on love. In verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule or govern your heart. In verse 16, let the word of Christ richly, abundantly be at home in you. And then in verse 17, he ties the whole foundation together. And verse 17 says, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Whatever you do in word or deed. That pretty much covers it, doesn't it? I mean, how else do we interact with each other other than by word or by deed? That pretty much covers it. But in case it doesn't, in case that didn't cover it, he says, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. And I can assure you that do all does cover it. It does cover it. So then, the foundation now has been laid. In verses 1 through 17 of chapter 3, the foundation has been laid. And then starting in verse 18, Paul gives us some particular applications of this foundation. Verses 18 and 19 is how the foundation is applied to the relationship between wives and husbands. Verses